you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, February 12th, 2023. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. And as yesterday, February 11th, happened to be the 44th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, we congratulate all freedom-seeking and justice-seeking people around the world on this great occasion. Congratulations. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special. And as you might know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And guess what? Yes. Tomorrow, February 13th, is marked as World Radio Day. World Radio Day celebrates radio as the mass media reaching the widest audience in the world. So, also congratulate to all radio enthusiasts on this occasion, especially to IRIB English radio listeners. And we've received reception reports from around the world, from Mohammed Fred from Malaysia, from Riccardo Paparazzi from Italy, and Jan Thornblum from Sweden, one of our old and regular listeners. So Mohammed, Riccardo, and Jan, thank you very much for sending us reception reports. We want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And we've received many emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of your names here. And later during the program, I will read these emails. From Russia, we've received an email from Ivan Zeleny, one of our old and regular listeners. Reginaldo Naldi from Brazil has sent us an email. From India, we've received an email from Ratan Kumar Paul, one of our old and regular listeners, again from India. Here we have an email from Hemant Kumar, one of our regular listeners. And the last but not the least is an email from Finland, from Sixten Niman, one of our old and regular listeners. After a short break, I will be back with these great emails. Stay with us, please. So So here from Russia, we've received an email from Ivan Zeleny. Ivan says, Salam to all employees of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I first heard the radio station Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in year 2000. I like the programs about the history of Iran, traditions, and Iranian music so much. I also like to listen to local IRIB programs on medium waves. Thank you for the excellent and informative programs. And salam to you, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and of course from IRIB English Radio. I sincerely thank you for this email, and I appreciate you for your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast, as you found them excellent and informative. Eternally grateful. We wish you all the best, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, and please accept our electronic QSL as verification. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon, Ivan Zeleny from Russia. And from Brazil, we've received an email from Reginaldo Naldi. Reginaldo says, Dear IRIB English Radio friends, warm greetings from Brazil and happy World Radio Day 2023. Thank you very much for responding to my email and being in contact with me. Iran is a country with a rich culture and beautiful traditions. I would like to receive postcard or EQSLs from your monuments and sightseeing. Thank you very much. Salam and greetings from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. And thanks a lot for this email, Reginaldo Naldi from Brazil. I appreciate your thoughtfulness for reminding us about the World Radio Day. Yes, February 13th is the World Radio Day. The cool thing about the radio is that it's still relevant and important in our daily lives. It's like a great friend. It's like a neighbor, the one who is always there and never lets you down. Anyway, Reginaldo Naldi from Brazil, thank you very much for sending this great email to IRIB English Radio. And please accept our electronic QSL or EQSL from IRIB English Radio. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And after a short break, I will be back with you. Welcome back, and let's see what Hemant Kumar from India says. Hemant Kumar, one of our old and regular listeners from India, has written this great email saying World Radio Day is an observance day held annually on February 13th. World Radio Day is about celebrating radio. That's why we love it and why we need it today more than ever. A day to remember the unique power of radio to touch lives and bring people together across every corner of the globe. I hope IRIB English Radio makes success. Thank you and good luck. Salam, Hemant Kumar from India, and thank you very much for this email. Congratulations to you on the World Radio Day. Yes, one day radio was invented, transmitting ideas hundreds of kilometers away around the world. And by radio, the world became connected. So let's celebrate the World Radio Day and radio and the interconnectedness it brings to us. Anyway, Hemant Kumar from India, thank you again. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And please accept our electronic QSL as verification. Again, from India, we've received an email from one of our old and regular listeners, from Ratan Kumar Paul. Ratan Kumar Paul says, "Dear friends, I am a regular listener of your station. Hereby, I congratulate all the listeners of IRIB English Radio on the occasion of the World Radio Day. Salam and warm greetings to you, Ratan Kumar Paul from India. Thanks a lot for this email and congratulations to you on World Radio Day. Write to us soon and please accept our electronic QSL as verification. And after a short break, I will be back with you." This is Listeners Special, and from Finland, we've received an email from Sixten Niman. Sixten is one of our old and regular listeners. Sixten says, "Dear staff, I had the great pleasure to pick up Radio Kermanshah here in Nikarleby, Finland, this evening. What a nice surprise. I am enclosing a recording with a part of your broadcast, including station identifications. I would be very glad if you would verify my reception of your station briefly. Thank you very much in advance. Best regards." Salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, and appreciations to you for this email, Sixten Niman from Finland. And what a nice surprise. I mean, picking up Radio Kermanshah of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting IRIB. We're very happy that the signals of Radio Kermanshah are received in Nikarleby, Finland. Such a great and long way. And that's great. As you might know, Kermanshah is one of the cities of Iran, which is located in western Iran. This city has many beautiful historical monuments. I hope once you visit this city. That's a great city. Hope you enjoyed the radio time. I mean, Radio Kermanshah. That was great. Anyway, Sixten Niman from Finland, please accept our EQSL as verification. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. Anyway, thank you, Sixten Niman from Finland. We wish you all the best. Welcome back, and here we come to the end of our program. But before saying goodbye, I do send my warm gratitudes and appreciations to those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports as well as emails and letters from around the world, including Muhammad Fred from Malaysia, Ricardo Paparazzi from Italy, Jan Sonblom from Sweden, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, Reginaldo Naldi from Brazil, also Hemant Kumar from India, Ratan Kumar Paul from India, and Sixten Niman from Finland. Dear listeners, please keep in touch with Listeners Special Program and IRIB English Radio. We wish you all the best. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We will be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send us emails to englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at parstoday.ir/en. Our phone number is 0098-21-2201-3720. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.